Adam Haryu is here to update us on the latest Superior Cycling Association happenings. Welcome, Adam. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Well, can you recap for us what the Superior Cycling Association does?
Yeah, so the Superior Cycling Association is a relatively new nonprofit organization. They've been in existence for about 3 years here in Cook County, and their mission is to promote cycling opportunities within the county. So that includes mountain bike trail development, group rides, club rides, hosting a race, the Sawtooth Challenge in September. It's a great organization to be a part of.
I bet.
Yeah.
So I know it seems a long way out now, but is the Sawtooth, is that race the same as the Lutzen 99er?
No, the Sawtooth race is the race that we do up here in Grand Marais. It starts down by the Coast Guard station and it goes up to the trails up at Pincushion. And that is September 7th. It's a Sunday. And we get a bunch of riders from Canada that come down for that. And it's all, you know, mostly on single track trail. There's three different distances for riders to choose from. Kind of a beginner, intermediate, and expert type race.
What are the lengths?
It varies depending on how much new trail we build every year.
Okay.
But generally, you know, like 8, 15, and 22. Thereabouts.
All right.
Yep.
Cool.
Yeah.
And then the Lutzen 99er, tell us about that, because that's always a real big deal.
Yeah, that's it's getting bigger every year. I just checked this morning and we're at 513 registered already, which last
really?
Year, for perspective, we had 800 total last year, which was which we thought was a huge success. So I would see it going even bigger this year.
Wow.
We added a 19er for the people that don't want to quite train hard enough to do the 39. We're going to do a 19er, the 39er, and the 99er. It's a pretty exciting event that comes to the area and, you know, takes the whole community really to make it happen. Yeah. And we've got some really dedicated community volunteers that have put in lots of time and effort to make it happen. Just for a little bit of news on that, the price does go up February 1st. So right now the local price is $59, and that'll go up to $69 on February 1st. We're still always looking for volunteers. So if anybody wants to volunteer and be part of the event, you know, beforehand, afterwards, race day, we're always in need of help for that. Some other fun things along those lines, we are doing some trail reroutes on the course to make it a more sustainable course, just in case we have, like, the last couple of years where we've had major rainfalls the week of the race. Mm. So we're trying to make it a little better experience for the riders.
And what's the date this year?
It is the last Saturday of June, which
okay.
I believe this year is the 28th.
All righty.
But it'll always be the last Saturday of June.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Well, you've got your annual meeting coming up.
Yep.
What sorts of things will be discussed there?
You know, we always, it's kind of a fun time of year to get a bunch of cyclists together during the middle of the winter and talk about bikes and get excited about bikes. And we'll talk about the trail development that's going to happen next year, both here in Grand Marais and down the shore in Tofte. We always talk about membership and business sponsors and different volunteer opportunities. And one of the things that we're going to really try to focus on this year is trying to get you know, club members to start organizing some different kinds of group rides. So it's not just always going to be a mountain bike ride on a Wednesday night, or for example, trying to get some more kids involved and things like that. So that's one of the things we will work on this year. And so the annual meeting is really just a time to energize the cycling community. Yeah.
Well, yep. Speaking of winter and bike riding, is this the time that one rides one's fat tire bike?
It is. Yeah. Yep. If I woke up early, maybe I would have rode it up here today. But this is the season for fat biking. We've had an excellent snow year and plenty of cold weather, which is actually pretty easy to deal with on a fat bike, believe it or not. Much easier to stay warm on a bike than it is to be out skiing, for example.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
so
why is that?
It's just you're working really hard and not going real fast, and and you can really bundle up. You know, you can wear your mukluks and everything you need to stay warm. So, yeah.
What are some of your favorite places to ride your fat bike, Adam?
You know, I use a lot of the different multi-use trails up, you know, scattered all over the forest. you know, it helps if you know, it gets some use via snowmobile or other, you know, type of user ahead of time. You can't go through like a foot and a half or 3 feet of powder. You do need some kind of a packed base to ride on. So we're, you know, Forest Service roads. Actually, we're starting to ride the frozen rivers. They're starting to get firmed up enough now to start riding on the rivers, which is really fun. Beaches, things like that. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
How do you see that sport of fat biking taking off?
It's huge. I mean, right now, like, it's the industry is growing like 100% a year, which is like out of control. And so we're at the point where, you know, we're going to have dedicated fat bike places to ride, you know, and so we're working a lot with land managers trying to figure out exactly what that looks like. It's so new that nobody really has an idea of exactly what we're after. And so, you know, I would say within a couple of years, we're going to have dedicated fat bike trails up in the area, and it'd be a great venue for people to ride on. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So if people are interested either in the association or the meeting or fat biking, who should they contact?
They can contact me. I can give them information. My email is northshorebikeguy@gmail.com. Or you can call me at 370-1124, and I'm happy to put you in touch with whoever you need to be in touch with for whatever questions you might have. But yeah, summer's just around the corner, so let's start talking bikes.
I like that attitude. Yeah. Anything else you want to add, Adam, before we let you go?
Oh, no, I mean, it's just thanks for having me, and yeah, I look forward to seeing a lot more pedals on the road this year. It's getting to be a really, really popular activity up here.
All right. Yeah. Well, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Again, that was Adam Haryu of the Superior Cycling Association. They're holding their annual meeting Tuesday, February 4th at 6:30 p.m. at the East Bay Suites in Grand Marais.